Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
I'm a tourist, new. Money talk, I speak fluent, new. Reebok's on, I just do it. Look at me, I'm pure, new. I bet the hoes on my door, new. I don't bop, I do the money dance. My bitch whip does 100 grand. Red Virgin, see me slide. Shakespeare, I hope she bout it. Shakespeare, I know she bout it. For me, you know I got it. For me, you know I got it. For me, you know I got it. Shakespeare, I hope she bout it. Come for me, you know I got it. For me, you know I got it.
Hoax landed in Rome. Oh, hell Caesar's home. Chin Don, Chow Bella. Come money dance with the good fellas. Ho, keep getting that dinero, got it. Even if a nigga got a ride, they get it. Blackjack in the cut seat, no. A nigga got unlimited credit, A nigga got a lot of vendettas, But we the black mom, we gon' set it, Peeled off in a Lamborghini cone tie. 200 in the dash, we gonna rev it. Lucky Luciano, it's what they call me, Paisano. 100 keys at the piano. Place across the Verrazano. El Pino, in the villa in Venice, sipping vino. Not bad for Muliano. Y'all know, like we know, I got it. Me, you know I got it. Me, you know I got it. Bad bitch, I hope she bout it. Me, you know I got it. Oh, me, you know I got it. Oh, me, you know I got it. Bad bitch, I hope she bout it. Bad bitch, I know she bout it.
I'm Ryan Bean coming down that beat. Geeching it with satin sheets. Bad bitch, she a masterpiece. Got a bad bitch, she a masterpiece.
TM Hyman.
Hyman Radio Live. It's your boy, Sage James. It is 9.05 p.m. out here in the DMV in the snowy, cold, sub-zero. 2 days off of school, worth of snow having D.C. metropolitan area. It's brick ass out here, y'all, just in case you wanted to know for those that live in southern states. We are here with the crew, or what's left of the crew. We got the very mature, hot Regina, Sister Scott, poop basket having in church wearing, you know, the whole routine. Lady Eloise, I can't think of any more names off the top of my head, but we have the very mature one chilling out with us tonight. Was good.
I am. How's everybody this lovely Monday night?
You know, straight like 9:15. You know, and we also have with us chilling on deck, Madam Barbiturate, CeeLo Boston Strong Chin over there.
Okay, that's what
gotta
it is.
Gotta hit her like a dude. Word.
Hey, good afternoon and morning time. To ask somebody.
Word. So we here with y'all tonight doing a random conversations on a Monday type night, pretty much open format. A shout out to the general T.M. Hyman. He's holding it down, doing what he does best. You know, the way he does it best, how nobody knows about it. But that's how that man roll. You know what I'm saying?
That's
if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what I'm saying?
True.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So hey, you know, we got a few topics for y'all. We're gonna jump around, bounce around, back and forth. We mainly gonna be probably tackling what was it, the Oscars last night? Something like that.
Yeah.
We're gonna be talking about that with the young lady,
yep.
Lupita, bringing it home.
Love her.
Bringing it home,
awesome.
Making
beautiful.
Bringing back the dark skin element, the beautiful chocolate melanin.
Okay.
And she embraces.
We're in right now.
I'm saying keep it funky. Y'all never went anywhere. Yeah, y'all never went anywhere.
You know what?
I'm not gonna say.
And you're right about that.
Exactly.
About that. They ain't gonna know it.
They never went anywhere. They never went anywhere. It was always original. It was original. So, you know, we're gonna touch on that amongst other things. But you know that this Grammy talk, this Oscar talk, pretty sure it's gonna be the hot topic. So we'll probably spin off more topics from that. But we're going to tackle that first. But check it out. We're going to get back into some more music real quick, and we'll come back on the other side, and we'll jump right in with both feet. We're not going to test the walls. We're going to dive right in to get some opinions, talk about some fashion. I don't know if there's any fashion faux pas or any wardrobe malfunctions that I wasn't aware of, because I ain't seen no breath last night. That
okay.
wasn't on one of, so I don't know. Maybe. Hey, man, I'm kind of sore. I'm a connoisseur.
Okay.
So we're going to jump into music real quick, and we're going to be right back. T.M. Hyman Radio, we here
with
y'all tonight. Money Mondays. We're going to get that financial advice to y'all, too, a little bit later on, too. But let's get into some music real quick, ladies. We'll be back on the other side.
Let's go.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because
Live, and that was Pharrell with Happy. And it is 9:12 p.m. here on the East Coast. It's 6:12 p.m. on the West Coast, and y'all in the middle, figure it out. And, yo, Money Monday. What's good, team? Like, what happened this weekend? Let's start with that. What the hell happened this weekend?
Big talk.
I'm keeping funky with y'all. I'm getting bits and pieces of what happened tonight, because I was out being a daddy and husband all day yesterday, so I really didn't get a chance to tune in too much, but I caught the reports of it, you know, and I mean, I was catching the Facebook and the Twitter feeds and everything. Everybody was screaming, Lupita, 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 and,
yeah.
You know, so I mean, I'm pretty sure that was a hot topic for the night, you know. I really didn't see the whole thing, so I really can't comment on it to that extent, but all based off my notes, I can chime in. So, I mean, I don't know who saw it, you know, who had firsthand experience of seeing it, so I would rather lean on their understanding versus mine.
Well, I didn't see the whole show. I got bits and pieces as well, mostly fashion updates of who was doing it and, you know, doing it large and who always represented the way that they, you know, normally do, who was horrible. I got all of the Lupita updates. I got the Ellen selfie tweet with all of the A-listers in it. That was awesome. But what I also do have for you is the list of winners. So I'll run them down for you right quick. There aren't nearly as many as we had on the Grammy list, so we can do it all in one whop. 86th Academy Award winners. Best Picture, 12 Years a Slave. Best Actor in a Leading Role, Matthew McConaughey for Dallas Buyers Club. Best Actress in a Leading Role, Kate Blanchett, Jasmine. Best Actor in a Supporting Role, Jared Leto for Dallas Buyers Club. Best Actress in a Supporting Role, Lupita Nyong'o for 12 Years a Slave. Best Animated Feature, Frozen. Best Cinematography, Gravity. Best Costume Design, The Great Gatsby. Best Directing, Gravity. Best Documentary Feature, 20 Feet from Stardom. Best Documentary Short, The Lady in Number 6, Music Saved My Life. Best Film Editing, Gravity. Best Foreign Language Film, The Great Beauty. Best Makeup and Hairstyling, Dallas Buyers Club. Best Original Score, Gravity. Best Original Song, Let It Go, from the movie Frozen. Best Production Design, The Great Gatsby. Best Animated Short Film, Mr. Hublot, like the watch, yes. Best Live Action Short Film, Helium. Best Sound Editing, Gravity. Best Sound Mixing, Gravity. Best Visual Effects, Gravity. Best Adapted Screenplay, 12 Years a Slave. And last but not least, Best Original Screenplay, Her. So there you go.
Right on. Yeah, like you said, the list wasn't too long for those of the, I'll say it, the melanin enhanced folk. So,
Lord,
I'd like to just comment on the 12-year slave thing, though. Me personally, when I found that out, I just basically yawned. It's ho-ho-ho-ho-ho-ho. You know, only because it's like, all right. I don't want to say so, like, you know, not that it's on when it's a bone or whatever like that, but, you know, that why is a movie about slavery considered the best movie out there? You know, I don't know if it's a read between the lines type of thing or whatever like that, but, you know, I mean, I great acting, you know, great story. Still haven't seen the movie myself from what I'm hearing, from what I read on it, great story. You know, great acting. I particularly don't have any interest in seeing the movie. Not to say I don't want to support it, but I mean, I know our history. I know the cruel past. I know the dark past of it. I know what it all entailed, not to its entirety, but enough that I know is enough to not make me have to watch a movie to repeat it, the ugliness of it. You know, and not to say that he died. Like I said, I don't know how the movie was plotted, if he came out on top of the situation. But, you know, at the same time, like I said, I'm no fool. I've done my research. I've done my history. I read. So I know exactly what the deal is and what it was. And a lot of those ideals and a lot of those same treatment, that's subliminal now, was just blatant back then. So it's like, you know, How far did we really advance from there, whatever, you know what I mean? But anyway, that's just my take on that 12 Years of Slave thing being the best picture or whatever. So, you know, I don't know how y'all feel about that.
I think it was more of a sense of, not just because it was a movie about slavery, and, yeah, you would definitely have to see the movie to understand what the, like, the impact that the the cinematography, you had to appreciate the art in it along with the story. And it was, as far as we know, is like the only, narrated, I don't want to mess it up, but it's pretty much like where it's the first movie that made it to big screen that, besides Amistad, that was based off a true story. But this was, you know, based off the narratives of, you know, Solomon Northrop. And then just the way they portrayed it. I mean, what's crazy about it is that if you see the movie, you'll see how there's a lot of symbolism in it. Like, for instance, there's one part of the movie where Mr. Ejiofor was hanging from the tree. They attempted to hang him. But they partially let him down. Like, the only way he was standing up was on his tiptoes. That was the only thing that was keeping him breathing. And the thing is that once they started to hang him, like, people were standing out there looking at him, other slaves. But then as he hung there, you just saw how people, the same slaves that sat there and watched him were crying when he was getting beat, just walked right past him like he wasn't even there. And then, you know, one slave just, you know, snuck him something to drink and eat. And the thing is that it shows how, I mean, that's been repeated throughout our history, is standing there watching something that we know is wrong and too afraid to do anything about it. And it's just, you know, so the movie was just more than slavery. It was the entire... It was like every emotion you could even feel about slavery was in that movie. I'm not saying that there aren't any other movies that depict, you know, what happened any different. It's just simple, the way that it was put together. They deserved it. But I'm still not sure why The Butler wasn't even nominated.
Right.
Like,
I have heard a lot of people saying that. Yeah.
And then another thing in regard to 12 Years a Slave is, and it had been mentioned after the Oscars, but how John Ridley and Steve McQueen, one directed, the other one wrote it, right? So well, I mean, one wrote the screenplay, the other one directed the screenplay. So, but neither of them acknowledged each other in their speeches. They didn't even look at so much as look at each other or even shake hands or anything when either of them won. So it's like, okay, but they both had, it's, how about this? It's no different. It's like me and Regina, like say T.M. Hyman Radio gets an award and Regina, you know, wrote the format and I produced, you know, the segment that got an award. And we both are involved, but neither one of us acknowledge each other. We don't even look at each other. You know what I'm saying? But we're on the same team. That's kind of how that went. So that kind of made it awkward for the people around them.
Didn't Django win, like, last year, like some of the same awards?
Yes.
Something like that.
Okay.
Because keep in mind, what people don't understand about when movies are being put together, you have to also look at where the financing is coming from. And then based off of where the financing is coming from will a lot of times determine where you can get your production done at. You know what I mean? Like, so maybe the same people had their hands in it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know. You have to belong to certain things.
Yeah.
You have to belong to certain things to have your work credited in certain lights.
I get it, but I'm just saying, it just seems, you know, I don't know. Did Malcolm X ever win anything? The movie Malcolm X, did they win anything?
I don't know.
That's a lot of attention.
Well, let's pause
huh?
for the cause and Google that information and come back and we can continue the discussion about the Oscars and the not necessarily a debate, but kind of piggybacking off of CeeLo's question or comment about the Butler not being nominated. I'm hearing a lot of chatter about people feeling that the Butler was actually a better film overall than 12 Years a Slave. But we'll touch on that on the other side when we come right back. It is 9:23 p.m. here on Money Monday, T.M. Hyman Radio.
When he drove across the state line, rapper gone insane, story on Dateline, lost his wits, didn't take his meds, when they pulled him over, this is what he said,
I'm a bad mother man,
shut your mouth,
we'll be talking about
Pharaoh, mashing in that Aston Martin on the Verrazano Narrows, greatest of all time in the latest apparel, 80s baby ladies claiming on some Mercedes. Go tell your favorite rapper, eat a bag of baby too. They keep singing the same old song. I'ma bring them the pain for saying the name wrong. Got me going insane, I'ma ask you again. Who put these on top? Putting out that music. Call it pop. Playing them games. Suck the shit. Fuck it around, but they don't know just who they fuck with.
I'm a bad mother man.
Universal. Worldwide. You know my circle. Renegade, on the mic, I might just murk you. Put it in that work, cause I do work every verse is a verse.
I'm a bad mother man.
Universal, worldwide, you know my circle. Renegade, on the mic, I might just murk you. Put it in that work, cause I do work every verse is a verse.
The best liar told a lie inside a room full of liars. The lie was so exciting that all the liars admired. When the truth walked in the building, every liar retired. Deception was defeated and deceit became deleted. They mad cause they can't stop me. Cause I said swag, I got moxie. Lyrically ecstasy, I got that oxy. Cotton popping, they can't carbon copy, you mock me. Rain, independent off the books. Off the chain, off the hinge, off the hooks. Not a game, I'm not a rook. Y'all know the name, you love the look. Listen, who put these on top? Putting out that music, call it pop. Playing them games, suck the shit. Fuck it around, but they don't know just who they fuck with.
I'm a bad mother man.
Universal, worldwide, you know my circle.
renegade. On the mic, I might just murk you. Put in a network, cause I do work every verse is a verse.
I'm a bad mother man.
Universal, worldwide, you know my circle. Renegade. On the mic, I might just murk you. Put in a network, cause I do work every verse is a verse. Universal, you know my circle.
TM Hyman Radio Live, 9:26 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City on the East Coast, out of the snow range. I am praying for my people up north and all up in the Mid-Atlantic region who are getting snow again, who are ready to strangle the children because they get another day out of school. Be easy, really. The snow days will be made up. The snow will be over.
Or,
you know, hopefully straight. Soon. You know, kumbaya, everyone get along. I know it's, you know, cabin fever because you're sick of it being 60 degrees one day and then a blizzard the next day, but hopefully all of that will be over soon. Again, it's Money Monday here on TM Hyman Radio. I'm your girl, Hot Chocolate, joined by Sabe James, Madam CeeLo Boston. Hopefully we will have Toya joining us a little later to give us our Money Monday segment. Wow, that's a tongue twister. But we're just, it's pretty much an open forum tonight. We're talking about, you know, whatever we'd like to discuss. And we're currently discussing all things movie Oscar. Say James had a question if Malcolm X had won any awards, and it has, but I don't see. Now, you're talking about the Spike Lee adaptation, Malcolm X with Denzel, or you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. It won a few awards, but not anything in the Oscar realm. It did win a New York Film Critics Circle Award for Best Actor and MTV Movie Ooh. Award for Best Performance. So, I mean, you have to be
MTV, well, MTV Movie Award.
That's what it says. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
though, you know what I mean?
CBS, a CBS, you know, company too.
I mean, and
I'm just saying. Read the writing on the wall, man. Don't be no fool. That's just all I'm saying. You know, congratulations to the win. I'm not saying, you know, it's an asterisk behind the winning category.
Oh,
but I'm just saying, look at the movies that won.
Right, and I mean,
look at the content, look at the setting,
character.
Look at the time of it, look at the language that's being used consistently in it. Come on, man, that's all I'm saying. There ain't nobody dumb over here. It's all good though. Yeah, you have your moment.
Right. Okay. So, and what you're saying is really true, Sabe. The thing is this: that we can acknowledge it and figure out how to work around it, or we can stand in front of it and complain about it. And a lot of times, I mean, you got to think that's something that probably actors and actresses face every time they go out for a part. You know what I mean? Like, okay, how is this going to portray them, or how is the movie or whatever project they're doing, how is that going to impact other people? Sometimes it's one of those you got to take the bad to make things good. You know what I mean? Like, it's not right. I'm glad that they're getting acknowledged, of course, but it's one of those things that, hence why a lot of other avenues are being opened, a lot of other awards, you know, award organizations, you know, are coming together so that people can get acknowledged for what they don't get acknowledged for. I mean, look, remember the movie The Help?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people talk bad about that movie, and I'm like, that was an awesome movie. I mean, they talk bad about it to the point of the actress, what is her name? Viola Davis.
Viola Davis. Mm-hmm.
She was like, you know, she thought that, you know, maybe she should have said more, did more, blah, blah. And I'm like, what she did was exactly what a lot of people's grandmothers and mothers did. They didn't
exactly.
say anything. They kept going, and they kept showing up, regardless of how they were being treated, because it was a bigger picture going on. yeah, these white people are talking to me like X, Y, and Z. Yeah, they treat me like this, but I still got to take care of my family regardless. Because if it ain't them, it's going to be somebody else talking trash. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those, you can either stick with it and change it, or, you know what I'm saying, fall back because it ain't for you. And I don't know, but that's something that people are faced with every single day.
So have both of you... Go ahead, Dave.
I was just agreeing. That's all.
I was going to ask if both of you have seen 12 Years a Slave and The Butler, and which do you think is better?
I haven't seen The Butler yet. I've seen 12 Years a Slave, but I haven't seen The Butler.
Okay.
Neither.
And I guess I'm the opposite. I've seen The Butler. And actually, I want to say I've seen The Butler twice. And I haven't seen 12 Years a Slave. I've heard a lot about it. And not that I wasn't knowledgeable about the total concept of slaves being resold or free people being sold back into slavery, but I hadn't heard it from, you know, of course, the perspective of where it's supposed to be one of the actual, an actual slave that had been resold back in. So,
right, because I think he published his book when, you know, black people weren't even supposed to be able to read.
Right, right.
You know, so it's like there are a lot of, a lot of symbolism in the movie, and that came from the movie. It's a lot of lessons that can be learned. If, you know, you took the movies, the symbolism and paralleled it, you know, against your own life or what have you, just in how it was the way that they conned this educated man. Because Solomon Northup was educated. He didn't start out, you know what I'm saying, like that. He, you know, and he had to dumb himself down to even survive. So it was kind of like going, you know, like sometimes a lot of people go from being poor to having something, but to go from having something to having all that stripped away, everything right. You know, you being told that's not what you know. You know what I mean?
This is why I don't watch those movies, man. That's why I don't watch the movies. I mean, like I said, it's probably a great movie, great story, you know, vindication is at the end of it all, I'm assuming. But, I don't need to keep watching movies that highlight the ugliness of what, you know, the struggles of our people had to consistently face even up until this day. You know, I don't need a movie to highlight that to me. All I have to do is walk in.
The people who don't know, I said, you may not need it because you know, because you have educated yourself, because you
take
the to do so. But then there are very well the same amount of people that are on the opposite end of that spectrum that need to see what had happened, to understand fully what people went through before them. Because these things are not being passed down. These stories are not being passed down.
So then where's the next movie about Zinjanthropus, okay? The original bones that was found in East Africa dating back millions of years, found by Dr. Leakey. Well, where's that movie at? Talking about
that
probably was trying and nobody push it. I can guarantee you they ain't going to push that stuff. This is what I'm trying to say.
Now, see this. Hold on. Now, see, here we go, though. The movie Amistad, they worked in that movie for 20 years. Before anybody would even agree to do it. 20 years. Because when it was written, nobody wanted it. It was still too early. The '80s was still too early for that movie to come out.
I'm waiting for a movie for Shaka Zulu to come out, personally. They need to do that joint.
Now, right, the real Shaka Zulu, not the white man's version.
They could do the joint right on Channel 5 that came on Channel 5 for a week straight in February. They could do that joint and just make it one movie. Yeah. I remember the joint that came on Fox. And every February, it was a miniseries for a week straight. Okay? I'll even watch that joint combined into one three-hour feature-length presentation on the silver screen. I'll do that. You know what I'm saying? Show me something positive, man. Give me something about, you know, what we were doing, you know, helping civilization, being creative. Do something about Garrett Morgan, who created a traffic light or something. You know what I'm saying? Give me something on that.
Okay. Now, look, first of all, there's a lot of literature out here that has been written about these things you speak of, sir. I won't even mind sharing, you know, some of the books that I have myself that, you know, could help educate people in ways that our school system just couldn't do.
I think he's talking more so about mainstream access and appeal and promotion in the way of film.
Yeah, indie joints is all well and good.
The small scene, though. Mainstream does not always get to the small places, the little communities that make up the United States. We only get to see the bigger portions of what happens. If we were out there in
Son, those movies go straight to DVD, B, if they make cable, son. This is what I'm trying to say. This joint ain't getting pushed.
Right, though, because there are not
pushed,
enough
man.
People that want to back these projects.
Not even that. Ain't no people that's interested in even seeing it. I'm going to be keep it funky with
How about this? This is going to give y'all some homework. How about this? There's this book called The Kidnapped and the Ransom. Right? Now, this man was actually, they were actually slaves for 40 years before they were, you know, before they were freed. But, yeah, the book is called The Kidnapped and the Ransomed, and it's by Kate Pickard. I'm pulling this off my bookshelf, people. This ain't even no tickle-tackle, Google nothing.
Really? Tickle-tackle?
Yeah, that's what I call it. You know, because I have to use a keyboard thing and click. Don't you laugh at me. I do it how I can. Oh, my gosh. Look, and then look, there's another book called The Kinship. Well, just called Kinship, rather. And it's a family's journey in Africa and America. There's a lot of, there's narratives out here. It's whether people want to for them.
I'm not arguing about this.
My point was, we just hadn't made it yet. We hadn't made that movie yet.
How do we know? I believe it made. We just ended up pushing. Yeah, Gina, what was you about to say?
I was going to say it's 9:39, and we'll take a break. And we'll come back and we will continue. Yeah, I mean, just a little bit. I understand. And, you know, we know that you're very passionate about the culture and it being represented correctly. So, you know,
Nothing personal.
I mean, we live in a country where they, you know, they want to force you to speak the king's English and, you know, take on traditions that have nothing in the world to do with us culturally, you know. I don't even, it's so crazy. I think it's like we take what we want and live by that. I don't know. Let's go to break.
Let's do that.
9:39 p.m. PM, I'm a radio. We will be right back.
All the mother is lame and you know it now. When a real nigga hold you down, you supposed to drown. Bam. Bam.
Uh-huh, honey.
What you doing in the club on a Thursday? She said she only here for a girl birthday. They order champagne but still look thirsty. Rock Forever 21 but just turned 30. I know I got a bad reputation. Walk around always mad reputation. Leave a pretty girl sad reputation. Start a fight club, bad reputation. I turned the nightclub bad at the basement. I turned the plane around, your ass keep complaining. How you gon' be mad on vacation? Dutton running around all these Jamaicans. This that prime, this that prime, this that what we do, don't tell your moms. This that red cup all on the launch. Got a fresh cut straight out the salon. And let the word paint 1,000 pictures. One good girl is worth 1,000 bitches. Bam! Bam!
Uh-huh, honey.
I wanna fuck you hard in the sink. After that, give you something to drink. Step back, can't get my fuck on the mink. I mean, damn, what would Jerome, Romy, Romy, Rome think? Hey, you remember where we first met? Okay, I don't remember where we first met. But hey, admitting is the first step. And hey, you know, ain't nobody perfect. And I know, with the hoes, I got the worst rep. But hey, the backstroke, I'm trying perfect. And hey, hey, yo, we made the Thanksgiving. So, hey, maybe we can make it to Christmas. She asked me what I wish for on my wish list. Have you ever asked your fucking other bitches? Maybe we could still make it to the church step. But first, you gon' remember how to forget. After all these long ass verses, I'm tired, you tired, Jesus wept.
I'm not afraid to
Hyman Radio Live, and that was Beyonce with Partition. And you are rocking with TM Hyman Radio Live crew. We have our finance segment.
Oh, snap.
I know, right? My whole mind messed with you. Yes, we have our wonderful finance segment with the lovely Toya coming out of Delaware. Welcome, Toya. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, and good evening, all. Tonight, I just wanted to give the top 10 real estate tax deductions, and this is going to be for homeowners, especially for new homeowners who are not sure as to what can be written off on their taxes and what cannot. I personally recommend if you don't know what you're doing, let a professional handle it. But if you don't have that $100-plus dollars to pay someone professionally to take care of your taxes, then here are a few suggestions for you as far as real estate is concerned. First deduction would be the mortgage interest deduction. The mortgage interest deduction has always been the most beloved tax benefit for home buyers in the U.S. Just know that with new homeowners, monthly mortgage payments are made up almost entirely by interest for the first few years, and the fact that you can actually deduct that and write that off for your taxes is a big help. You will actually get additional money back in your tax return, so keep that in mind. Secondly would be home improvement loan interest deductions. The interest on home equity loans used for capital improvements to a home can also be a tax deduction. Any loans with balances up to $100,000, the interest is tax deductible for a homeowner who uses the loan to make improvements to the home, such as adding square footage, upgrading components of the home, repairing damage from natural disasters, and things of that sort. Third would be the private mortgage insurance deduction, or PMI. Some statements may also read as MIP or just MI. That can actually be a few dollars, so hundreds of dollars per month, and it is a large portion of many homeowners' mortgage payments. And this usually affects those homeowners who make a down payment of less than 20% when they're actually closing on their home. Fourth would be the mortgage points. Homeowners who pay points on their home purchase or refinance can often deduct those points on their tax returns, so keep that in mind. Fifth being the energy efficiency upgrades or repair deductions. Homeowners can deduct the cost of the building materials used for energy efficiency upgrades to their home. This is actually a tax credit, one which is applied as a direct reduction of how much tax you actually owe, not just a reduction in your taxable income. Also, as a profit on sale of real estate deduction, so if you actually sold a home in the past year, then you're likely aware that individuals can claim up to $250,000 of profit from the sales tax-free, and married couples can claim up to $500,000 tax-free. Real estate selling cost deduction, for those lucky people whose profits on their sale of their home might exceed $250,000, there are still some ways to reduce the tax burden. The cost of selling the home can be significant, and those in themselves can actually be claimed as tax deductions, so keep that in mind. Also, home office deductions. This is very tricky, and most people actually write the deductions off incorrectly, but the home office tax deduction is often cited as a deduction that increases your likelihood of being audited. While the raw numbers might add up some credibility to that perception, it's really the way a home office is deducted that gets some taxpayers into audit purgatory. So just keep in mind, if you're not sure how to write off your home office for small businesses that you may be running out of your home, especially when it comes to square footage, is it being used for anything outside of the business, make sure you consult with someone who does know what they're doing. And if you, like I said, if you can't pay for someone to do it, just make sure you're actually writing that off correctly. Property tax deduction. New homeowners often don't know that their property taxes are deductible. While it may sound a little strange to have a tax deductible tax, the overall effect is that you don't pay income tax on money that was spent on property taxes. And lastly, which is a big one, is the loan forgiveness deduction.
The Mortgage Debt Forgiveness Release Act of 2007 was created when short sales were becoming a new and growing part of the real estate market. Remember, over the past few years, a lot of people were losing homes and they were trying to get out of their loans the best and fast way they could. An underwater homeowner might convince their lender to agree to a short sale of their home at $100,000, even though they may owe $150,000 on their mortgage. So while the lender forgives the extra $50,000 owed after the short sale, then the government views it as a $50,000 in taxable income. Just keep in mind that the Debt Forgiveness Act temporarily relieved the taxpayer of that burden, but it's set to expire for 2013. So anything after this past tax year, 2013, you will not be able to write off any type of loan forgiveness. So just keep that in mind. If you had any type of short sale, this would be the last tax season in which you can write off any loan forgiveness. After that, you're out of luck. You either stay underwater or you sell and you lose money. So again, those are the homeowner tax deductions that you can use as far as real estate is concerned. And again, if you aren't, if you're not sure as to exactly what can be written off and how it should be written off, then you may want to speak with a professional about that. And that's all I have for you this evening.
Thank you, Toya. Always helpful tips in our Money Monday segment. We appreciate you. It is 9:53 p.m. Go ahead,
Sade. Now, I was going to ask a question about the loan forgiveness thing. I see a lot of different, a lot of different information out there claiming that there are loan forgive, that there's like some kind of new mandate that Obama may start trying to push through in order to give your loans or whatever, and I'm hearing two sides of the story. I'm hearing that this is just an egregious lie somebody just putting out there to get attention, and I'm hearing that there's some actual truth to it. Do you have any knowledge of that? Because I know a lot of people are victims of student loans, and they're gonna, some that don't have a handle on it can potentially stay in debt for the duration of their life if they don't handle it properly. What do you know about that?
As far as student loans are concerned?
Yeah, the student loans, yeah.
Or just loans. And student loans, from what I know, I do not believe that those acts have actually been passed. I know that they were in discussion and they were talking about it, but I wish they would pass it, because that's a student loan that I need to be forgiven for, because I don't feel like I should have to pay for an education here in the U.S. So, no, as soon as I find out about that, I'll be sure to let you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to talk about that in a whole 2 hours. Huh? You know what I mean? Definitely. Whole 2 hours.
Yeah, I don't think they've been passed as of yet. You know, he's fighting against a few other people, and there are a lot of things that would be helpful to the economy and helpful to Americans and then block. So I don't think that's going through as of yet.
All right, just thought I'd ask, and like I said, I'm starting to see a little buzzing about it. Didn't know how much validity there was to those claims, so thanks for clearing that up for me.
That's helpful information, though, definitely. Once again, thank you, Toya, for our Money Monday segment. And we still got about a little over an hour in the show. We're going to come back on the other side of this, talk a little bit about some serious world issues that we got going on, Russia and the Ukraine, and President Obama's stance on that, as well as Save James with his adult topic a little bit later on. It is 9:56 p.m. We are That Crew, That Team, TM Hyman Radio. Be right back.
Real distillers for real.
Whipping the fifth in the year, turning her to a lamb, re-rocking the door. Chopping that work like karate. Woo. Serving a new Maserati. Yeah. In a brand new Maserati. Woo. That's a whole lot of new money. That's from that hiding from 12. Moving the squares and them bills. Serving the raw and say yeah. Beating that China like who's the kid tank. Whipping it, whipping that pitching for a cat. Drinking no syrup, I'm rolling them hats. Made myself a bouncer, bouncing a plug. Either way you put it, it's one good. Triple salute, straight, straight out the hood. Back of soda, water splashing scale. To my right and my pot and my left. Leaning all the way over to the side. Now whip me a 4-way to a 9. The dirty, the money is homicide. And my recipe can't be televised. Move that dough, y'all know. Move that dough, move that dough, move that dough.
Young enough to still sell dope, but old enough that I knows better. When they saying it's 42 for that powder, I knows better. Get it, I knows better. Put a smile on the devil's face. Who don't want to sell dope forever and flood they rolling to the vessel break? Fish scale and the two doors that I fish tails. Fiberglass, Ferrari leather, and design shoes that I miss them. Yeah, look at the clues, the jeans, the jewels, I'm matching the monkey. From 16 years old, I'm whipping in kitchens, my junkies. Pablo, Versace, way before me goes. My dinner plates, no silverware. All you, my e-ho. Like a free throw. House that had the peephole. Made it through to the other side. Now nothing's big as my ego. Move
that dough. Move that dough. Move that dough. Move that dough. Move that dough. Move that dough. Move that dough. Move that dough.
I try to leave the best for later, but Pusha try to put me on the respirator. The old skateboard Pete, that's your favorite. Me and 20 girls doing yoga naked. Frequency high, like a spaceship. She say that she like it, then she been exposed. The Gandalf hat and the whips clothes. That's coming out song and the Buffalo. I know gorillas with the triggers that stole the banana clippers and packing with the biggest missiles. These beats is knocking over vehicles. These ain't waiting just to see me. These ain't trying to hear pleading. These like chopping down trees. These 1, 2, 3 and they squeeze me. These hit the wheel then they lean it. If you got two hoops, you need to let one go. Two Lambos, you need to let one go. All these drones while y'all smoke dope. Never high in the sky, I'm trying to let y'all know. Ain't no standards, I'ma set one though. Bigger bag, but no man stand though. All that war, we need to let that go. That boring business, I'ma get that hoe.
Yonder, move that dough. Yonder, move that dough. Hey, move that dough. Hey, move that dough. Yonder, move that dough. Yonder, move that dough. Yonder, move that dough. Hey, move that dough. Hey, move that dough. Yonder, move that dough. Yonder, move that dough.
Look at my rings, I got the team tatted. Me stacking my cream, the only thing matted. Me whipping that, you know it's G status. Caught a key in the bag just like a beef patty. When I'm in the spot, know it's straight cracking. Got your chain snatch acting like it ain't happen. Jig 'em with one at least 8 pages. Cartier cost your boy 80 carats. Black bottle boy, we could go to war. Start with 40 bottles, we can order more. Outgrew the safe money wall to wall. My autumn for ballers, none of y'all. Got real back in 98. Look around, look, buying weight. Park the Monte Carlo in the 7 tray. All white phantom, now we heavyweight. Talking money team, money a heavyweight. Money team, money a heavyweight. She never been with straight commas. Then come right back like I'm A. Bronner. Come right back like I'm A. Bronner. Come right back like I'm A. Bronner.
Most likely I'ma die for me. I've been grinding outside all day with me. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My
hitter, my hitter. Got to slide like them killers in the 80s. All I gotta do is say it ain't no will fan of maybes. I bust it. Yeah, that's just how mama raised me. Never really knew my daddy, so my brother had to game me. Uptown native, all black Mercedes in my mother wrist worth 4 in the baby. Used to break them down daily like you pay me. Now you're looking at the plug in self-made paper. pussy on demand like I'm paying for the cable. Told the bitch, this the mob, it ain't a motherfucking label. Trying to put $100,000 in the middle of my palm. I do it for the who can't even get a bond. Big dope dealer with a death sentence. Ain't snitch, kept a trill, that's a real. Died, still tripping, trying to kill your rental. Got 99 problems, ain't this shit. And I'm strapped with some wood, try to play. I'm from the jungle, nothing but killers and wolves where I stay. Feeling tight to tell you that I could when I can't. I'm good in the hood and I'm good at the bank.
Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter.
Maybach music.
Now 917-889-3926, the number to dial. You thought it was over though, didn't you? You thought it was over. I hit you with that Jodeci and Martin joint. I thought it was over though.
Okay.
917-889-392. Only real Martin fans know that episode I'm talking about. Okay. Real Martin fans know.
Mm-hmm.
It is 10:03 out here, East Coast time. It's about. But it was 8:03 out in Denver somewhere.
Yeah.
Were they getting baked, half baked out there all day?
Well, they're getting
coming to see you guys soon. They get all the way baked.
Mm-hmm.
I will see you guys soon. You are on my to-do list of the year. Promise you. It's TM Hammer Radio Live. We are back. The boy Save James. We here with the mature one and the strong chin one over there. Madam CeeLo.
Look,
Boston.
Pickens. Not on Monday. Mm-mm.
Whatever, son. The chin of the George Strong, the George Strong.
There ain't nothing.
Anyway.
As long as you recognize that and be prepared. Don't come.
You be prepared. I'm hitting you like a dude. Anyway.
Butter knife.
Talking about strong chins and strong wills. Let's touch on a little bit of this Russia-Ukraine issue. It's about to go down out there, it seems like. Everybody's on edge and on their toes, and everybody's saying, yeah, man, you walking on eggshells right now. So, you know, they drew the line in the sand, and it looks like it may pop off over there in the Eastern Hemisphere.
Yeah,
so,
unfortunately.
Now, the question that I want to know is, before we get into the schematics of the whole situation or the ballistics of everything, is this going to be another situation that America's going to have to stick their nose in? Or should we just let, you know, personal issues take care of personal issues? Do we really need to get involved? And if we do get involved, are we going to believe it's the motive of one or the motive of many that's forcing one to become the motive of many? That's what I want to know.
I don't think we need to get involved. Honestly, I think there are some disputes and territory squabbles or, you know, what have you, that I think that the United States should stay out of. Anything that, you know, rightfully is going to impede or mess up our economic flow in the foreign world, that's one thing. But if we have nothing to do with it, you know, financially, I really think we should stay out of it. This has got something to do with messing up the world paper. We need to leave it alone.
I could dig it, but you know, they always say what the excuse is, wars generate a boom, increase in the economy for whatever reason. I'm not agreeing with.
We've been involved in some sort of war in some way, shape, or form for the majority of my life.
And I am the mature one on the panel. Remember that. In some way, shape, or form, we have been at war or involved in someone else's war my entire life. Like, really. Through, I'm going to say, four or five different presidents. For real?
Yeah, pretty much.
When does it become too much?
Is this real talk?
In Russia, though, like, they voted, like, this past weekend on whether, you know, whether they should invade Ukraine or not. See, the thing is, by them invading Ukraine, they went against, like, the Geneva Convention laws. They went against the, they went against a lot of already in place, like, like he was saying, drew a line in the sand right at where, okay, this is going, because they have nuclear weapons, okay? So if something does pop off, we have a lot of interest overseas, outside of the United States, you know, that a lot of people don't even pay attention to. Like, we have bases in almost every country. Like, there's nowhere that the United States presence isn't already there. So I don't think it's a matter of us sending troops over there. They're already there. Whether Russia and Ukraine are going to go into war, probably so.
Well, do me this favor, CeeLo. Do me this favor real quick. Why don't we educate folks who may not be up to speed on what they beefing over?
Okay. Well, I can get some information for you guys and tell you, because I'm not even sure exactly why, because it's been so many reasons as to why, like, the protest started. You know what I'm saying? It's like so many, there are so many different parts to what's going on over there. It's not just like somebody, you know, knocked a block on somebody's shoulder and they just like, all right, now we're going to fight. It was short increments of, like, maybe protesters doing one thing, and then you have the fanatics doing something else, then you have the army doing something else. It's like everybody is, like, just, like, knee-jerk reacting to government. I can tell you this, that the Russians, they're assaulted by the United States even trying to get involved in what they feel is their business. Like, you know, like, stay, you know, pretty much like you were saying, like, the whole, like, stay out of my family business type deal. Like, this is us over here. But the White House, I mean, they're not going to. That's just not what we are built on. America has to get involved for whatever reason. Like, I'm trying to do some more research, guys, and see exactly what it's about, because I don't know if about any one particular reason why this war is even about to pop off. But, I mean,
yeah, they just, like, woke up one morning. It's like they just woke up one morning and said, enough's enough, B. We wilding out today, and nobody going to stop us. And the Ukraine set it off. And then after that, it was just like it started spilling over, and
like
everything, you know,
effect.
Transpired from there. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, me personally, I think we should keep our nose out of it. If this the Hatfields versus McCoys, hey, Let them duke it out, man. This is not our problem. It's not affecting us in the grand scheme of things. Like, we're not I don't know if they're thinking this is going to become a world threat to where they're going to just start, you know, saying if we can't get you, we're going to take it on everybody else type thing or whatever. But I say let them just do, you know, handle their business accordingly. That's just me. I like to stay out of people's business. Whenever I know, you know, there's a family squabble going on, two brothers that's not feeling each other. You know, I remember that on the block. You know what I'm saying? Two brothers, we used to play basketball with the same two brothers in our building all the time. They didn't like each other when they played ball because somebody would foul each other extra hard because they was brothers. And then after too many fouls, it's like, yo, what's good then? Then, you know, everybody wants to try to get me on, nah, son, don't scrap. Nah, yo, back up, man. This is family. They got to live with each other, not us.
One of the,
you know,
exact, that right there. Because the Ukraine is not part of Russia. They're just a country that's right beside Russia. They used to be part.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it was the Soviet Union, Ukraine was part of it. But, after all that was dissolved, the Ukraine is totally separate from Russia. So that's why the Ukraine didn't want Russia to come in the first place, you know, like when the protesters started protesting and fighting and all that stuff, they're like, no, we got it. This is our business. But Russia stepped in after that. You know what I mean? And then that caused the United States to step in, like, okay, what are y'all doing? So, yeah, that's a volatile situation going on right here.
So if Congress pushes this to go, us to stick our nose into it, and I say us meaning the country of the U.S., do you feel hypothetically it would be more of a vote of the masses versus the sentiments of the president forcing his hand?
Well, the president can't just make that decision by himself, though.
But he can stop it. Can he? Doesn't he have the power to veto it, and having to vote again and to bring it back to the table at another date or something like that?
Now, in theory,
correct me
yes.
if I'm wrong.
No. That's what I was saying. In theory, yes, you're absolutely right. But when you're adding human beings to policies, you know what I mean. You never know, because he could say yes, stop, but those forces said, hell no, we're not gonna stop. You know what I'm saying? He could say no. He could say, no, I don't want any of that to happen. But they could still violate it, just like Russia. I mean, yeah, just like Russia violated laws, you know, telling when Putin gave the green light for the troops to, you know, go ahead to the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. He crossed the line then, even though he was told, no, don't do it. He sent them anyway. So we'll know within a couple of hours whether they made it, whether they are whether they button heads or not.
Definitely so. I on my Facebook feed, and one of my Facebook friends actually made a comment about this whole situation. He says Vladimir Putin is an old KGB officer of the former Soviet Union and is not joking. The Russians lost the Crimean War in 1856 to the alliance of England, France, and Ottoman Empire. And the Soviet Union lost Ukraine during the breakup in 1994. Putin wants Ukraine and its Crimean Peninsula back. DOC hosted the Olympics just last week. Now is in takeover mode with an invasion. He's pretty much hit it right on the nose. Like they're not joking about, you know, wanting to take control of that entire peninsula back. It doesn't look like he's going to stop until.
Right.
He gets what he wants.
Exactly. So, but look, and just when you said that right there, Regina, that shows, okay, we're going to hit them at their weakest. Because when nobody's paying attention, they're more worried about what they look like to the rest of the country, you know, the rest of the world. They're worrying about the cosmetics of their, you know, where the Olympics were held. You know, they were more concerned about, how do we look, And while they're worried about how do we look, that's when the fires started getting started and people started throwing shit, you know. It's like, yeah, they hit when it was least expected. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of weeks from now, you know, they come up with this was in the plans in the first place.
Yeah, I mean.
Because the Olympics had been scheduled for a while now. So, you know,
I mean, I think we should stay out of it. We definitely need to keep our eye on it. But I think we need to stay out of it for the most part.
Yeah, man. We need to stay clear, man. We already got Tetris. We should be good off of that. You know what I'm saying?
That's
true. Leave Russia alone. That whole board, that whole side alone, man. Dudes don't play up. Yeah, Tetris.
There are a lot of people that are still trying to get over when the protesting started. A lot of people died and were injured during that, before the army even became involved. You know what I mean? So the thing is that the bloodshed is not going to stop just yet. It's been going on for a while, and I'll say I'm not going to say for a while, but long enough, for the last 2 weeks. Hell. That's like, for real, can you imagine having a beef with somebody, like, ongoing? It's like, you got to get over with this. That's probably what happened. They're like, we're going to get this over with. I don't know, people.
Definitely.
Well, check it out. We're going to take a break real quick and come back on the other side of the music, pick up where we left off at, and then slowly transition over to a few more things to talk about for the Water Cooler Talk Monday segment of the show tonight. So after this, ladies and gents, we will host more thoughts and perspectives on current events happening in your backyard. It's Team Hyman Radio. We'll be back in a minute.
Yep.
If this thing will stop spinning.
Rick the Ruler has returned.
Hey,
stop. Lying.
The Ruler.
Let me be your ruler. You can call me king. We aren't caught up in your love affair. Let me be your ruler.
I like that.
I've never seen a diamond in flame.
I like that.
I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my day. In the torn up town, no postcode envy. But every time I go, keep breaking, dripping in the bathroom. Ball gowns, trapped in the hotel room, we don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, Shetland Islands, tigers on a gold leash, we don't care. We aren't caught up in your love.
Yeah. We aren't caught up in your love.
p.m. Hyman Radio Live. It is 9:22 p.m. here on the East Coast in Itty Bitty Plant City. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, joined by Sabe James, Madam CeeLo Boston. We are missing tonight the General T.M. Hyman himself. He is out and about doing what he does, how he does, and where he does. Also missing Nokia, who's normally here for our A&R segment. He's out there getting it in with Drew Hill and Black Angel Down. But if you would like to have your music reviewed by our award-winning producer and writer, Nokia from Drew Hill, here right here on T.M. Hyman Radio, submit your MP3 song, Wares Works, to T.M. Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. Someone will get back with you. You're going to need to leave us your contact information, a way that we can reach you, and that we can confirm a date for you to be on the air live, have us play your song, and have Nokia give you some feedback on what you're doing good, what you might want to work on a little bit more, and if you're ready to go. So, again, we are that crew, that team, that network, T.M. Hyman Radio, and we're going, you know, just kind of like Sabe called it, a water cooler theme tonight, where we have topics in a random nature in no particular order and no particular sequence. We want to hear from you. We still got a little bit of time left in the show. 917-889-3926 if you want to comment or weigh in on the topic of discussion at the moment at hand. Right now it is the Ukraine and Russia and Vladimir Putin and the dust that he's kicking up on that side of the world right now.
Yeah, it sounds like he's joking, even. Trying to bring that Iron Curtain back.
You know, yeah. Yeah.
Iron Curtain, real, boy.
Iron Curtain, I bet you for that one.
I mean, but that's real. That's what it was referred to.
Talk. I'm trying to tell you, when I was a young dude, there was a series of movies out of random acts of people just getting off on tape called Faces of Death. You ever heard of those joints?
Yes, yes.
Okay, it was banned in like 60-something countries, yo, but of course in America it wasn't. So, of course, I rented it from the local, the video rental spots that they had, not Blockbuster, but you had your local joints. Yeah, it wasn't Blockbuster. They didn't have a Blockbuster, but they had the local joints around the way. So my boys rented that joint. They ain't going to never forget. I saw an actual execution of somebody that violated the Iron Curtain out there. They drew. It's the first time I ever seen somebody get drawn and quartered. People that don't know what drawn and quartered means, that's when they tie each limb, your arms and your legs, to a different horse. They cut you at the joint where your arm, right under your shoulder, right where your arm meets your shoulder, and right where your leg meets your hip, and they whip the horses at the same time so the horses could, like, take off running, and they pull you apart.
Right.
First time I've ever seen something like that, and this was in Russia, Iron Curtain style, because they all had the Stalin hats on or whatever, you know what I'm saying, the big furry hats with the flaps on the top and all of that stuff. And, yo, it's crazy. They don't play around out there. Not to say that, you know what I'm saying, things don't go down like that in other cross countries, but this is the first time I've seen this on tape. Now I was a young boy, talking teenager, watching this. So from that point on, I said, hey, I ain't got to go to Moscow for nothing, ever. I don't got any business out there. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So they trying to bring it back to the realness out there for some reason. It was cool for a while. It got new, got became allies with the old Gorbachev and Reagan era or whatever, but I don't know how much longer that's going to last.
I don't know. This is crazy. Look, okay, so the while we were, like, listening to music and other good stuff, so I was looking, I took you guys to look up to see if I could find anything, like, as to a specific reason. And just over and over, it just keeps coming back to, you know, the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, defending his stance as to why he's sending a military force into Crimea is to protect the citizens in the Crimea, the Crimean Peninsula, and he's telling, you know, pretty much the critics of the West, you know, to just pretty much stay out of their business. period. It's just, you know, this thing, it's a matter of defending. There was, the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, was quoted as saying, I repeat, this is a matter of defending our citizens, our compatriots, of defending the most important human right, the right to life. So,
America, stay out. If you're somebody's listening, I know somebody's listening from the FCC, from the feds, whatever. Tell them, boys, stay out, man. We need no more drama. Stay out, please.
By no means.
They're not scared.
Okay.
They're not scared.
Well, okay, they're not by any means. But let me say this. In other news, and this is more of a, this is also, you know, fighting for someone's right to life. If you guys, our listeners, remember Marissa Alexander, the woman who was facing 20 years, well, she was actually sentenced to 20 years in jail for firing a warning shot to scare off her husband during an altercation. And the thing is that she was released on bond back in November 2013, and that's after her original conviction was thrown out. But then the First District Court of Appeal in Tallahassee ruled that the circuit judge who sentenced her made a mistake in shifting the burden to Alexander to prove that she was acting in self-defense. Now, the thing is that she, Ms. Alexander, is on home detention while she's, on house arrest pretty much until her retrial, which is in July, which is July 28th. But in that trial, she's going to be facing 60 years. Like, how the hell do they do that?
And keep in mind, people, this is in the same state here, Florida, yes, where George Zimmerman was acquitted of murder of a 16-year-old on the same law, the same stand your ground law that Marissa is being charged on.
Right, because...
And she just fired the shot in the air. She didn't even...
In the air, killing clouds.
Yeah.
Right. But the reason why they were trying to push it was because they were saying, well, the bullet, you know, has to come down. It could have hit anybody, so they were trying to say... Yeah,
look,
right?
Man, you can walk down the street and get struck by lightning, man. What are you talking about?
Now, why is this, though? This is the thing, though. This is how it even... Her case got public... why it was even brought to the public's attention was because of the simple fact of stand your ground. Marissa Alexander was attempting to use stand your ground. They told her she couldn't use it. That she could, there was no way in the world that she, you know, could have been trying to defend herself. She could have walked away. She could have gone away. My thing is, the people who say that have never been afraid of for their life. The people who say that have never had anyone attempt to control their lives, or they need medication because.
Look, man, I'll even go a step further, and I may be you know, stepping on the edge right here, but I say the people who say that ain't never been black. Okay, anybody who's been going against, who's been going for this whole stand your ground stuff, has never had to deal with the stuff that we had to deal with. And it's just
right.
The bottom line. I mean, it's an adventure every day to walk out the house, especially me as a black man, and come
right.
back without any kind of anything looming over my head that I got to worry about of my legality in this country right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't live in Florida. Don't ever see myself doing it now, especially with all the nonsense that goes on out there. But I was watching after this whole, what was the case that I just went by, the Jordan... Who's the name? The young
Jordan
one?
Davis.
You know, so Jordan Davis. The whole when that trial went down or whatever, and there was debating the verdict on one of these, I think, headline news stations or whatever like that, or the verdict station or whatever, like court TV.
Yeah.
And there was this one white lady, whatever. Crushed everybody. She was like, "Look, let this rule had to be applied if the roles were reversed. Had it been some older black men killing young white boys." Do you think this rule would have had? Do you think it would have had a leg to stand on with that attempt of a plea of stand your ground in two
right,
separate cases
all.
Now? So, what do you think this would have even made it to trial? You understand
at
what I'm
all.
Saying? white lady saying this or whatever. So she, this is what I'm saying. It's like there's just certain stuff that's just so asinine in their approach to try to address the situation in that manner. Are you kidding me? The bullet has to come down somewhere. Excuse me,
right.
But there were two young black men that lost their life. Life.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But you scared of where a straight bullet may land because a woman is getting tired of getting abused by her husband or her significant other? Come on, man. Y'all got to come with something. You got to give me something better than that. Something better.
Right.
You got to have a better argument than that.
Well, I would like
weak.
To say that if we did not have the media outlets that we have in place now, we would not know about these things at all.
Weak. As is just pure garbage. Asinine. Look up the word if you don't know what that means. Asinine. Buffoonery at its highest form.
Well,
yeah,
a lot of women have endured years of abuse because of things like this. That, you know, they could have reached out and someone ignored them, or, you know, keep in mind there was a time where there weren't a lot of females on like the police force, so the men there didn't really have to deal with it themselves unless they were, you know, abusers themselves. And what's crazy is that as we progress forward, we're going to see, I mean, first of all, there's going to be a point where this just has to stop. I mean, there's no way in the world that, you know, at this day and time, a black man's life is still as worthless as they felt it was 10 years ago or even 20 years ago, hell, even 200 years ago. It's like, when does that stop?
Well,
How do we turn that around? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do we not have to tell our sons and nephews, you know, to act a certain way or, to, you know, outside of their normal, you know, common manners?
Look. So, I tell you when. As soon as we can get that one line change in the Constitution that we're not 3/5 of a man. When that happens, then maybe we have a shot. Until then,
right.
You got to walk with your head on the swivel, black man.
Why hasn't that changed, though? Because, you know, they had to vote 2 years ago, you know, on that bill that even allowed minorities to vote.
Majority rules, man.
But they haven't done away with
majority
it.
Rules. That majority rules.
Right.
Hello.
And
majority rules.
That Oprah. Because I'm telling you, man, it's like she had read my mind and took the words out of my mouth. When this older generation dies, it'll be easier to move forward from it. Because there's ones that are still in place with a good old boy, still trying to hold on to a good old boy network. They
good old boy network, yeah, that ain't going nowhere.
Huh?
That ain't going nowhere. That's not going anywhere. You're still going to have your radicals, though, out there. You know, still gonna have your tea parties and folks of that nature that's still gonna be your radical thinkers when it comes to that mindset of bringing our country back to its glory days of how they so see it. But, you know, before we go there, we gotta take a break. 1036 917-889-3926 number to call. TM Hyman Radio Live. You're here with the crew, minus the general, but it's all good because we still holding it down like we always do.
That's right.
On that note, we're going to go into some music and we're going to see you on the other side. I think I may have something else to add to this conversation of water cooler talk, however you want to put it. So we'll see you in a little while.
Yo, this remix goes out to everybody out there that
call
themselves keeping it real. From yours truly, Escobar and Big R. From New York to Chi-Town, check it out now. Commissioner Steve Staff. Trackmasters, QB,
Check it, yo. Low profile, rap style, slick is new now. Get the crew pounds every time we cover new ground. Still surviving, but there's a few down. Back in the essence, I'm asking questions on the phone with jail adolescents. Quiet confessions, the system's applying the pressure. My mind is guessing, it's living and dying a lesson. But not to be obliged with the mirage of cars. Take me off track from what the guards focus on hard. Laid up, smoking cigars, motion and maze to bring me toast to next kosher. Ice chokers and wolves to smoke it. My wisdom culture lives in ultra madness. Devoted coach bag bitch. Rope the average nigga hopes to get mad rich. But what's the purpose? Only the gods could watch the earth twist. I'm physically trapped down on the surface with all the crack merchants, snakes and serpents, foul jakes that searches. Clowns with 4 pounds, this ain't a circus. Circus, circus.
Street dreamer, oh, merchant, merchant me. Ain't nothing I've been.
The hood, I'm on the corner with the thugs. Late night under the moon as they assume I'm slinging drugs. Cause I'm hooded up, thought a G at night wasn't good enough. Push my luck, yo, they had a brother putting cups. Luckily, made it out of court comfortably. Judge said I need a job, ain't nothing coming free. Could've got a 1 to 3. I try to school these shorties under me, but they can't see from life to death. So now we back to where we never left the ghetto. It's a damn shame, knowing it's a man's game. Shorty think it's time to make your plans change. All that running around trying to chase what's already here. Been there, it's going nowhere. Pops told me knock a luck, no fear. I wish some of these killings, they could be prevented. Whatever happens, it was written, meaning God meant it. But during life, you put your heart in it. Even though it seems we being targeted, let that brother all hit it.
Street dreamer, oh, merchant, merchant me. Ain't nothing out there.
Hope was all we had, dreamt the plushed out past, complaining, the mental straining. How many in my crew is into gaining? Subtract the weak links about the chaining. Rise and start raining, blasphemy, using Nas' name in vain. Some claim supreme being, yet they lied in his name. I tried to learn the game, and only thing I found incredible. Everything I tried to learn, see, I already knew. And it's embedded in my heart now, so I can sit back, counter stack, and play my part now. I saw my light flash in front of my eyes. He wore disguise, put a gun to me. Hungry, he went on a chat. That's nice, ain't it? Made it rich from entertainment. Fresh while he's painted, as he told the kid he came with. My first thought was how the game flipped. Yo, perhaps it was somebody I smacked, drunk in a party on yak. Or was I marked for a contract for some foul act I did a while back, or even beyond that? He got me laying face flat, saying my grace black. Woke up in a cold sweat, yo, I hate that. Nightmares feeling real, word to will. My air like I lost in the battlefield. That's why I hit the mic with Matt Appeal. Grab your shield and meet Jamaica. The Queens niggas out for paper. These things are street dreams and take you. Take you.
Street dreamer, oh, merchant, merchant me. Ain't nothing out there for you.
Ain't nothing out there for you.
Situation getting heavy, heavy, heavy. You're trying to be a gangster. Street dreamer, oh, merchant, merchant me. Nothing out there for you.
Nothing out there for you.
Situation getting heavy, heavy, heavy. You're trying to be a gangster. Street.
Yo, he's the most disgust. Girls, I'm gonna like you.
This a the dancing move, your waistline. Every girl of your time. Yeah. Ready, me girl. Well, the real good of them step forward and whine. Every good body girl just broke out cause of your time. Man, I promise to the world anytime, then see all your whine. And now that get you mad, 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 cause you want every dime.
Catch funny, baby. Broke, 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 broke. Broke it on. Make you girl the sugar stick anytime them want it. Beverly call me over, in the air front yard me plant it. She said that me driver insane, but I no complain, she a complain. Cause she love it in a winter, love it in a summer, want it when it's sun a rain. Me give back the sugar stick and she no stop call me. In a the wee hours of the morning, she no rampy annoy me. She said she want broke a piece of it, because it's nicer than the chocolate. And right now she says it physically fit. She not ramp with it, so me say broke it on. Expression dem a conqueror, Shana a the advancer. Toko him no exotic dancer, Titi must love that place dancer. Dem a gyal a wan rough me up, Chief say the gyal dem just a cuff him up. Dem a gyal a just a touch me up, head a panic a wan broke me tough. Broke it on. Every good body girl just broke out cause of your time. Man, I promise you the world anytime, then see all your wine. And now that gets you mad, 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 cause you want every dime. Catch money, baby. Broke it on.
TM Hammer Radio Live. Yo, I love that. I don't know who that was. Who was it? It's Shiny.
Mr. Vegas.
Here doing the bogle dance. Jeez.
Yes, yeah. You know, ain't you 94 bogle queen? Ain't you win the contest, the bogle contest in 94?
Getting my pepper seed on.
Okay.
That was Mr. Vegas. Broke it down.
Good deal.
And without further ado, it is 10:44 p.m. We are a few minutes late, but we are going to turn to our resident homeboy, Sabe James, and his adult topic for the night.
Yeah, I don't have the case slapping music right now, but too late for that anyway. I'm just going to jump right into it. I'm getting right to the brass tacks. I'm an avid sports fan. You know, hip-hop, NFL, whatever. I'm an avid fan of it. Now, they are trying to impose a new rule. A gentleman by the name of John Woo, who is trying to impose a rule of penalizing the use of the dreaded word nigger on the football field. Now, I understand the direction you're trying to take with it to eradicate the language that can be offensive to anybody, whatever like that. But let's keep it real. There's nobody in their right mind on a football field, on a football team, that is going to openly use that word against somebody else that is not already of that race. What I mean by that, no white man going to call another black man nigger on a football field. No Mexican, no Puerto Rican, maybe Puerto Ricans, they didn't get away with it. New York Puerto Ricans at that, get away with it. I get that. But, I mean, no, like, Central American, no Asian, nobody that's any of any other descent that has to deal with African American culture is going to call somebody else a nigga on the football field. So I feel that's kind of narrowing down who you're penalizing. But now, mind you, the gentleman, John Wooten, is a black man himself. So it kind of, you know, befuddles me to one of the angle he's trying to take on it. You know, is he trying to be the stand-up, stand-alone, you know, the cheese stands alone type of dude? But my question is, do you think that's going to be a plausible rule to implement that's going to, you know, that's going to carry consequences? That's going to not, you're not going to be fined or anything like that, but it's going to be a 15-yard penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct. And those kind of penalties can change the complexion of the game, can change the outcome of games. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I agree on the premise, but the actual action that's being taken for that, trying to enforce consequences on, I disagree with completely. Because if that's the case, I say you should eradicate all foul language. Can't just single out one word. All of it has to go fast.
I didn't even know that was a thing of profanity. I mean, I just thought white people shouldn't say it. Like,
yeah, and that's basically how it goes. That's basically the rule. You better not say it. Don't worry about how I communicate. I better not hear you say that.
Right.
That's your ass if you say that.
What?
Well, in the bigger scheme of things, excuse me, I think I agree with you as well, Save, where if you're going to penalize anything, it should be foul language altogether, not just that one word. And my issue is more so that with that new rule coming into play, to me it just seems like it'll take away from the focus of, you know, you calling something that you see with your eyes versus you going so hard to see if you hear someone, you know, using foul language, so you know you want to throw the flag for that and give them a 15-yard penalty or whatever. So, but you're going to miss a call that's blatant in front of you. Like, you know, spend some time on something that, you know, you can master already, like getting the call correct, not just listening out for bad language.
And another point that I need to bring to the table is that it throws me in a weird space to kind of understand the motives behind this. Now, I'm not saying there's an ulterior motive behind it, but the thing is that the NFL, and I'm just stating facts, is majority run by older white men. Okay?
Correct.
There's not many, if any, black ownership when it comes to the NFL teams. All right? Now, also, this language that was forced on us, this language came from them. The way that the word has become such a heinous indictment on somebody came from the use of it that was not generated by those who were called it. So,
right,
with that in mind, how are you going to the nerve of them that feel they could just sit up there and dictate how we communicate with ourselves after you created this word, created the definition of it, and created the stigma that follows the word, but then we learn to use it and turn it and make lemonade out of the lemons that was given to us, and now we got to be controlled on how we use it? Give me a break. I mean,
well,
the nerve of these people.
Of course. I mean,
before you comment, let me also preface my statement. Well, I'm going to say preface it now after I said it, but preface the statement that I made with that I am not at all against the race of our Caucasian brothers and sisters. I love all my brothers and sisters. It's just the actions of a few speak magnitudes for the volumes. You know what I'm saying? For the masses. It speaks magnitudes sometimes, because not everybody may feel or think the same way as others. And that's, I need to say that out. I mean, later on, but up front, I meant to say that up front. So go ahead, though.
I almost lost it. I was going to say, just like the word bitch, when men refer to women as bitches, but then when a woman owns that word and says, I'm a bitch, then it's, don't say that. So it's like they started out where they were calling players niggas from the sideline, and they're just supposed to get used to it. And then when they turn around and call each other that, it's like, no, because we can't say it. No, you can't. No,
right.
Not, if you can't say it, you can't say it. What do you mean?
You can't say what?
Right.
I wish.
Right. So it's just like, you know, so that's why I brought up the bitch thing, because, like, some people may still have been like, well, nah, it just, you know, that's just the way it is. Because it was, I mean, it started out where it was majority white men playing.
True.
And then, you know, here comes their, out of their mouth, here comes the niggas that want to come in here and play with us. So they're going to call you every name that they possibly can.
Yeah.
Don't you dare not be hurt by these words, damn it. You're supposed to be hurting by this, not, okay, so we're going to hurt you like this. You can't say it neither. What?
I think that's foolish, man, because like I said, the only people who's going to be penalized is us because we're the only ones that got the pass on saying it. Ain't nobody else got a pass on saying that. And it's, that's just a bad. I told about this a couple weeks ago. You know, like, look, man, just deal with the fact that you can't say it. There's nothing, you know, we still love you the same. You still cool with probably most of us, and we still cool with most of y'all. But just, you have to just understand and appreciate that you cannot say it. In this point in the game, you can't say it and get away with it anymore.
Well, let me say this.
It's just that simple.
There was never a time that I, as a able to, I guess, able to protect myself or respond in any way. I at any time, if somebody else tried to call me out of my name, it was, we had to fight or something. You know, something had to go down. But I remember this one particular time, and this was in high school, I swear to y'all, I thought we were sitting at a table, a wooden table. There's like six of us, you know, somebody at every point. I had my head down. I swore to God and everybody that Caucasian young man said, "You niggers." I did not ask any questions, people. I just popped up and took the closest thing to me and just threw it, and it hit him in the forehead. It was, you know, blood. There was because that's what it was inciting me, because I came up in a time where it was used as by white people to try to demean you or to demean, you know, any minority.
Right.
But guess what? Our teenagers and our children, they don't get that same concept, because all of their friends that they call, all of them are calling each other niggas. It don't matter what color they are.
Yeah. Yeah. The poison has been drained from it. That's the problem now. The poison has been drained from it at this point. Again, it's become very commercial, very mainstream. It's in hip-hop. It's in movies. And those that don't take the time out to understand the genealogy of the word and the history of it, they're going to use it very callously. And and to their detriment, they may get their ass kicked and don't know why. You know what I'm saying? It's like
you.
It's not.
I was going to say, were you offended, like, for instance, were you offended, I don't know if you heard of, like, when Madonna had posted a picture of her son,
yeah,
and she put up hashtag this nigga.
Uh-huh.
Now,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Something that I know the teenagers, and I mean, of all races, use that statement.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Were you offended by her using and saying it?
Yes. And no, I wasn't surprised that it was being done. I'll put it like this. Yes, I was offended to a certain extent, because I would say what took away, softened the blow, was that I expect this. You know what I'm saying? I expect this at this point in the game right now. I'm no fool to understand what I just previously said about how mainstream and how commercial the word has been used.
Hey, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, so it's like to hear that from anybody, I'm not surprised. Do I agree with it? No. Do I agree with anybody really using the word as profound, as profusely as some do? Probably not, but I can't say I don't agree with it, because I know how I talk off the air. You understand what I'm saying? I know how I talk when I'm around my close confidants.
Right.
Or just when I'm not in the presence of those who it may offend. You know what I'm saying? So I know how to conduct myself in a proper manner, but at the same time, still, it does not give you the pass in order to do it, whether you're an icon of the highest order, meaning Madonna, or whether you're somebody like, you know, somebody like Paula Deen or somebody like that who's an icon in their own right. You know what I'm saying? As far as whatever it goes. It doesn't say that the pass is not given. I'm sorry. There's no melanin as the dominant traits of your genetic box. The pass is not given. I apologize to you. Nothing personal, just business. It's just business.
We'll be back with you on Wednesday for Relationship Wednesday on Hump Day. Unfortunately, Hot Chocolate will not be a part of the cast on Wednesdays. I will be traveling to Virginia, to the snow, where it's brick ass, as Save James says right now.
Brick ass.
I have all of my winter gear packed, my thermals, my long johns. I'm ready to...
Vaseline.
You need a scarf. Definitely. I will definitely have a scarf. We'll also be attending Cam Chancellor's Welcome Home Party. He is a Norfolk native Park Place kid, part of the Seattle Seahawks championship team. I almost got ready to call the basketball team champions, but they got a long way to go. But that's another story. And
you know,
the immortal words of T.M. Hyman, take us home.
Well, whatever you do, do it well. Check y'all out on Wednesday.
Yeah, whatever. You can't be good at it.
And I'll come back in my role. We are that crew, that team, and network. T.M. Hyman Radio, the General T.M. Hyman himself. I'm your girl, Hot Chocolate, Safe James, Adam CeeLo Boston, Dee Dee Willingham, Toya, Nokia, the Entity. We are, again, that crew, that team, bringing you real talk, real people.
All I know is there should be no reason. All I know is there should be no reason.
And I wish I had the dirty version so we could deal with another
ass. All I know is there should be no reason. All I know is you know. And you know, look at why.
Look at y'all smoking ass hitters after every pull. Hitters start choking ass hitters.
You know why.
Hitter.
All I know is you believe.
Look at y'all slick ass hitters. Stop lying on your duke ass hitters.
You know why.
And niggas off.
All I know is you believe.
Look at y'all looking ass hitters, stop looking at my ass hitters. Look at y'all lying ass hitters, talking about his paid off for his finance. Lying ass hitter, bunch of non-mogul ass hitters, fronting like they got a plan, boost mobile ass hitter. Look at y'all, can't get a job, so you plotting how to rob ass hitters. I ain't got a check for y'all, but if I'm a check for y'all, I'ma need a check from y'all hitters. I don't want sex, give a fuck about your ex, I don't even want to text from y'all hitters. I'm f***ing you hitters, look at this pic, look at what the fuck I gave to you hitters. Ain't feeling these hitters, hit up with my time, call me Clinton, I'm feeling these hitters.